Well, we're going to be, we're going to have to hurry. We're going to get out late because of this. I don't feel like it's late. Time change, but it's the way it is. Today, with the Lord's help, we're going to look at James chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. Two verses today. The title today is Pure Religion. Most things we like pure, right? We like it for real. There's a few things that maybe we like it mixed a little bit, but a lot of things we like it pure, right? If you don't want it, so the opposite of pure would be not pure. So it wouldn't be for real all the way. So it's not pure gold. It would be, I don't know, it'd either be fake gold or it'd be mixed up gold or part gold. Think about in our lives or in somebody else that you're thinking about that says, you know, we want them to be for real. We want people to be for real with us. The friends that we have that are really friends are the for real ones, right? The pure, they're our real friend. Maybe some, the ones that are not for real, we kind of like, they might make us feel good here and there for they say something nice, but it's not real, you know? And down inside when you realize, yeah, they're just blowing smoke. Or they're just saying it. We're going to talk just a second as we get it before we read the scripture about fakes, things that are fake. Before we talk about pure religion, let's talk about fake religion. Let's pray real quick before we start. Heavenly Father, help us today as we look at your word, as we look at these thoughts, that you'd help us to learn from, to benefit from, that our hearts would be in the right place to learn today, to hear from you. We're asking that your presence would minister to our hearts. Help us to understand these things. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Fakes. Talking about, so the title is Pure Religion, or that would be for real religion, the real thing. So let's talk for just a second about the fakes. When I think about fakes in fake religion or fake Christians, you know, the ones that come to mind are those that would be claiming to be something that they're not, right? They say the name of Jesus, or they put the name of Jesus around them or on themselves, or they do certain things to try to look like, and yet they are full of the devil and they're going the wrong way. They are more worried about themselves than they are about truth and about others. About God's word. They put on the decorations, or they try to look like, but yet inside they're lost and wicked. It's like painting up and decorating the outside of the trash can or the dumpster. You make it look as pretty as can be. Look like a nice little room to hang out, but you open the door to that dumpster and it is bad. Rotten food and nasty in there. Some lives are like that. They try to line up to something and look right on the outside, or sound right here and there, or do some right things, but inside it's desperately ugly and nasty. Jesus said they're like whited sepulchers. And that is like, that's like a sepulcher was a place where they buried people, a tomb or a grave. And it's like coloring up the outside real pretty, and on the inside it's death and destruction. There's many that want to be labeled as Christians. I think there's a lot of people that want to be labeled that way. They want people to view them as a honest person. They want people to view them as a righteous person. They want people to view them as a godly person. They want people to view them as a a strong saint of God, or at least some form of that. There's people that want to be having the Lord's blessing upon their life. We all would want that. And so many would try to do certain things so that they can obtain the Lord's blessing and the blessing of others around them, on themselves and their families. They want to use God for the benefit and then remain in control and do what they want to do. Whatever I want to do, whatever feels good. I want to be in charge of me and myself. I don't want to do what God says. I only want to be labeled as a Christian or be part of that group. And those today are the fakes. And we find those are in our families sometimes. Those are in our communities sometimes. Those are in places of government, in leadership sometimes. Sometimes they're even in places of leadership in the church. They stand behind pulpits and they teach God's word and they do those things, and yet they're inside, they're wicked and evil, and they're fake. I'm going to tell you just a little story that I heard not too long ago about a veteran. It was a man. He told me, he said, I saw this guy had a, I don't remember which veteran of what war it was. I think maybe Vietnam. And you know that you can get all kinds of things. That you could get a veteran license plate, and you could get a veteran hat, and you could get a veteran shirt, a veteran jacket. And there was this older man that was in this community where this guy was, and he had all those things. And he really liked it when people, he'd pull up to Walmart or to the store and people would say, "Thank you for your service." Get a smile on his face and he would, go on his way. And this man told me that he had a really, he really felt good about that man. He said, I felt like he was showing of the service to his country. And he said, "I was just happy." He said, "There was a time I would even want to, maybe shake that guy's hand, say thank you for your service." And maybe even hand him a gift. And he said, as I began, watch that guy for a while, he said, I really just liked how he interacted in the community and everybody was supportive of his service. And he said, down the road, I don't know what the time frame was, but maybe several months, maybe a year or two, I'm not sure. He found himself in a place with some other veterans. And I don't remember where it was at, if it was at a funeral or something like that. And anyway, this gentleman was talking about, it came up that he had served in the military. And this guy says, "You know what? I appreciate your service." And he says, "There's another," he said, "I know some other veterans." And he mentioned this guy around town. And this veteran, he got a very angry look on his face. And he said, "That guy's no veteran." He said, "All he did was buy a shirt. And all he did was buy a hat. He didn't serve his country. He's never served in the military. And he's a fraud." And I hope those kinds of people are, I mean, we hope that's not the case, right? Whenever I tell somebody, when I see somebody, I say, thank you for your service. I want to shake their hand because I do. From my heart, I truly appreciate that. And I believe every one of us does. But you know what hurts? That hurts to think that somebody would take the honor and to put themselves in a place that they would be that big of a fake. That they would wear a hat that says, you know, Vietnam vet. And they would wear a jacket. And that they would drive a car with a license plate like that. Who would have the nerve to do that? This man told me, he said, you know, after I heard that, he said, every time I saw that guy, he said, it was only God that was helping me. He said, I wanted to hit that guy. He said something, because I said, you're all these guys that served and that died and that put their best on the line. And you're out there taking that. And he said it caused just an ugly, awful feeling he had to struggle with because he didn't like that. I mean, he didn't like him at all. And as I heard that story and as I thought about how that would feel in my life, I don't know that I've had that happen. Not that I know of. But if that was to happen to me, I would feel betrayed. I would feel like somebody had used me. I had been tricked. I had shook the hand and I gave a compliment and I had given a gift and I had honored something that was a fake. It's like the exact opposite of a veteran. It's like the scum. Someone that would do that. And yet, sometimes, if we're not careful, it's definitely much more common in the Christian, in the religion world. We'll quickly identify as I'm part of this church or I'm part of the group that's following Jesus. We're quick to identify. Lord, help us to not be a fraud. You know, we meet these people and I've talked with people, many people that have said, you know what, I don't want nothing to do with church. I don't want nothing to do with Christians. Why? This is the normal thing. They're hypocrites. They're fakes. We need to be careful about what flag we're carrying around and what name we're strapping on our shirt. And if we're going to do it, let's be for real. I think, you know, for us, when we see someone like that, it hurts, right? Because I don't believe we're that way. Most of us are not that way, right? We would not want to be that way anyway. We're trying our best to do what's right and to do what God wants. And then we see someone that on purpose, they claim one thing and they just awful. It's so bad that sometimes it makes me not even want to be a part of a church. I'm serious. I've seen people so bad, even where I'm at in recent days, that I would say, you know what? I don't even want to be labeled as that because that is a bad label because they've ruined the name. And like that guy that I told you about, that when he realized that this guy was a fake and that he was acting like a veteran and he wasn't, we began to get angry inside. And we begin to, if we're not careful, we begin to get bitter. And we say, you know, how? Maybe we even want to, like, take care of the problem ourselves. I swear, that guy told me, said, I just want to hit him. He was being honest. And I understand that feeling because I think that I would be the same way. And sometimes when we see those that are claiming to be something and they're obviously not, we know they're fakes. That's the feeling. So bitterness and anger begins to come up. And as we know, bitterness and anger only hurts who?
Ourself.
Hurts us. If you're angry and bitter at someone, it maybe has a little effect on them, but mostly it's right here. We begin to deteriorate. We try to pray, and all we can think about is how we're upset in this situation. We try to, try to help someone else, and it starts coming out because we're upset about this situation. And it begins to affect us tremendously. Actually, we can completely lose our relationship with Jesus if we don't allow him to help us with those things. It's very easy for us to see the defects and the problems in others, no doubt. It's always that way. So Lord, help us to realize that it's a fake and it's not for real, right? Just to be okay with that. I want you to turn, not okay with it, okay? I shouldn't have said that. Because it's not okay. But to allow God to help us, for one, not to be that way, and two, to function as he would have us to, without being bitter and angry and messing up our life. I want you to turn to James chapter 1, verse 26 and 27. Maybe you're already there. This is what God has to say about it. I love how God is just plain. Sometimes that it's like, well, I just want to know what God has to say about the situation. And then we'll read some of his word, and it's like, oh, well, that's what he says. There it is. And so this situation is of fakes and frauds in our own selves and in those people around us. This is what God has to say about it. Verse 26, if any man among you seem to be religious. Let me just pause right here. Seems to be religious. We got to be so careful, right? How we put ourselves out there. But I am in a place now when someone comes up to me and starts talking like they're some, Christian or whatever, right away I'm thinking this seems like, right? Okay. In other words, there's a little bit of a caution right there. Seem to be religious. Here's the second part. And bridleth not his tongue. Don't you hate it when we start talking about tongues and mouths in the Bible? They always get corrected, right? Me always getting, I'm always getting in trouble here. And it says here, and does not bridle his tongue. We know what bridle is, right? You put the bridle on. Why do you put the bridle on? So you can control the horse, right? It's much easier with the bridle to turn that head than it is with no bridle on. It says here, and does not bridle his tongue. It says, but deceiveth his own heart. This man's religion is vain. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. So we see here one of the first stipulations here is if you seem to be religious, but there's no control over the tongue, that person's religion is only fooling themselves. Well, it says it fools, deceives his own heart. They're tricking themselves. And it says it's vain. What is vain? Useless. The definition, and I Googled it, and one of the second definition there that applies here is producing no result. Useless. It's of no good, right? And so, what's that?
Harmful. It's all in vain.
It's all in vain. So we could have whatever kind of religion that we want to have. We could look like, act like, sound like, and not control, have no control over the tongue, not have a bridle on it, and it's a waste of time. I think there's two different ways. One is we could use that to identify people that are fakes, right? We could do that. And I think that's the easy part. You know, we can easily say, well, something ain't right there. But think about it another way today. Think about our own selves. Did you know that we could pray, we could come to church, we could read our Bible, we could put the utmost attention on everything that we want, that, you know, that, to try our best, and not allow God to bridle our tongue, and the whole thing is a waste. Lord, help us today, because everything else, we could be doing our best and yet neglect the fact, maybe we, and I don't know, maybe in our minds we think, well, I can say whatever I want. I have a right to say that. This is my family, or this is my community, or this is my whatever. I can say whatever I want. And we excuse and say that we don't have to watch what we say. We don't have to have control over it. And the end result is a religion that is a waste of time. We're only fooling ourselves. We're only thinking that we're okay. And yet everybody else around us knows that we're not. It's a waste. It's like the fake shell that we talked about. The thing that looks nice on the outside, but inside it's no good. Let's read the second verse, verse 27. Because this tells us what God says that real, pure religion is. We want to know that, right? We want to know what God says. And if we know what God says, that's what his mind is. That's what he wants. That's the mind of God. That's the heart of God. If you could somehow look into the heart of God and say, God, what is it that you truly desire? Do you ever want to look into your husband or wife's heart and find out exactly what they want? Because maybe you can't figure it out. Try to ask my wife where she wants to eat. And she says like three things. And I'm like, well, which one is it? I just want to know what she wants in her heart. I don't care. I just want to know which one it is. Because if I knew, I'd take her to the one she wants. But then I picked the wrong one. No, I'm just kidding. It's not that bad. But we want to know, right? We for somebody that we love and we're wanting to, if we truly want to buy a gift or we truly want to help somebody, we want to know how to do that. We want to know what in their heart do they want? How can I truly help them? We see that with children, right? Especially maybe when they get in teens and older, and they're not communicating with us accurately what they want. See, I want to know what they're thinking. I want to know what they're struggling with. And sometimes it seems difficult to see that. But this, when we see what God wants, it's like getting a glimpse into God's heart, and we realize that's what he wants. Okay, that's what he wants. So it says here, pure religion, verse 27 of James 1. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. It's a beautiful way to describe it. So pure is all the way for real. No fake, no hypocrisy, no dirt mixed in, no spots of some stain. This is the for real thing. Not just the for real thing in front of me or in front of you or in front of what somebody else says, but this is the for real thing in front of God the Father. This is his heart, okay? This is what he wants. to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Mm-hmm. Two things that God wants in his heart for us to do is to help those that are hurting. That's what the affliction is. That's when things are bad. And so help those that are hurting and be unspotted from the world. Wicked, evil, dirty things, that we would be separate from that. That we wouldn't allow our lives and our hearts to be spotted or colored by sin, by wrongdoing. These are the things that God really wants. You know, this spoke to me today as I was looking over these things again, and I thought, God, is it really that simple? Is that really what you want? Because sometimes we're busy doing all kinds of other things. Sometimes we're focused in all kinds of other directions. Sometimes we're worried about all kinds of other situations. Sometimes we're overcomplicated by trying to line up a whole bunch of different ways. God says, I want you to be a help to those that need help. And I want you to be not spotted by the world. I think it's a reminder. I know it is a reminder once again. Another scripture, another place in God's word where he shows us, I want you to have a life that's changed. I want to make you into something that's new, not something that's doing the same old things that hurt yourself and your family and your community. I want you to be changed. I want you to be forgiven. I want you to be cleaned. I want you to be a place that God can live. Today, let's evaluate ourselves as I come face to face to it again today. Face to face with what God wants. Let's evaluate ourselves. Are we fake? Are we walking around with a shirt or a hat that accurately represents who we are? Or are we trying to claim something that we're not? Let's stand today in front of the mirror of God's holy word. God's holy word, the word that he has showed us today, what he desires, what he wants. Let's stand in front of that and allow his words to reflect back and show us the truth. And then let's move forward and not focus on those that would be a distraction by their fakeness or by their hypocrisy or by their false teaching. But instead, let's focus on ourselves being for real. Let's help those that are hurting and those that are in need. Let's keep ourselves from being spotted or tarnished by evil and wrong things that we would do and say. Let's allow God to bridle or control our tongue and our mouth. This is how we can make a difference in our family and our community. Go back to what we talked about just a second ago, where people would say, I don't want anything to do with that. It pushes family away. It pushes community away. And we end up with some kind of little group that is only fooling themselves. They're fakes. I don't want that. I don't want to be that way. And if that's all there is in being a Christian, then I just assume not even be it. But there's more than that. God wants us to have to be one that's a help to those around us, to be one that's not just like the world. That's how we're going to make a difference in our families, because as they see someone that's genuine for real, that's doing it for the right reason, that's doing it and saying the right things at the for the right reasons and holding back when maybe they could say something, but having control, allowing God to control that, it'll make a difference in our communities. I was reminded as I thought of this today that we need more people that are for real, genuine, not fakes in our communities, in the world around us. People that are not pushed around by just what someone says or what someone thinks. You see, I think that's the problem, is people want to fit in or feel good. So when someone teaches this over here or says this over here, they go this way. And then somebody's over here and they want to fit in over here, so they go that way. There's no backbone. There's no like, you know what? This is what God wants, and this is what I know that He wants me to do, so that's where I'm going to stand. Actually, if you back up there in James chapter 1, verses 6 and 7, he makes reference to those kinds. Verse 6, it says, "But let him ask in faith nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord." That's just as plain as it gets. Don't think that that person is going to get anything from the Lord. They go this way and they go that way. There's no like, this is what God wants, and that's what I'm going to do. They're part of the world over here on Monday. On Tuesday, they're over here part of this. On Wednesday, they're over here. We're not sure where they stand on that. They're back and forth. Lord, help us to be for real, genuine people that are standing for truth in His Word. That stand for the truth that says that we should help those that are hurting, and that we should remain clean from the world. Everything else is useless, vain, waste of time. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to be honest before You. Help us to take these words to heart and evaluate the directions that we're going, the things that we're seeking in our lives, the tags that we're applying to our life and we're trying to put ourselves out there as. But Lord, that we would come face to face with truth this morning and realize what You want for us. Lord, that we would be willing to be people that are strong, that would stand up for what's right in our families, in our communities. Thank You this morning for the opportunity once again to make a choice for what's right. We love You today. Thank You for Your help. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.